one who davens has to see that as if the Shechina is there and be mechavim for the Shechina. When you're davening, you have to know before whom you're davening. But you don't have kavana. What's wrong with you? And he brings an amazing lashon from the Rosh. The Rosh says, "V'kasva Rosh, kavein b'tfilasecha. Have kavana in your prayers. Ki atfila yavoidas halev. Because tfila is avoidas halev. V'im bincha yedaber lecha v'loy miliboy. If your son speaks to you without his heart, halo yichalach. Aren't you going to be upset? What about you, you measly little tipa srucha lifnei malkoi shaloyim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you just come and rattle off things with your mouth, and you have no kavana? Matoiv levakish slicha. You have to ask slicha. Alamarcha slach lanu. You have to ask slicha for saying slach lanu the way you said it. Beloi kavana. Ad kan l'shani, very strong lashon. Va'ayin b'chai adam ma'isen noira mishen mechavim b'askar sashemus. And even though it's yadua that having kavana is one of the most difficult things, alzayamur b'gemara about dvarim tzrichin chizuk v'chadu minay tefila, which means kavana. So yes, kavana is something that you constantly need to work on. There's a gevaldik of vort from the Meshech Chochma that it says like this. It says that Yaakov Avinu said that I'm giving Shechem to the Shvatim, whatever. Why? Asher lakachti miyad ha'emori b'charbi uvekashti. I took the city b'charbi with my cherev, uvekashti, and with my bow and arrow. And the Targum says it means b'tzalusi uveva'usi, through my prayers. That's how I got it. So the Meshech Chochma wants to explain, and so does, I think the Brisker Rav really says the same thing, that b'charbi uvekashti, if he just means my tefillah, so let him just say my tefillah. What's b'charbi v'kashti? My bow and arrow and my bow and arrow and my spear. Sword. So he says gevaldik pshat. He says that there's two types of tefillahs. There's one tefillah that a person uses the sitter. He says the words of the sitter. Doesn't really have necessarily that much kavana. But the value of the tefillah is that he's using the words that Chazal gave. And the truth is, even though we're saying you need kavana, you need kavana, you need kavana, all that's true. But the words themselves, like we learned in the Nefesh HaChaim, the words themselves also have koach. The words themselves are very powerful. And a person can use the words themselves and give those, you know, just, you know, utilize the power of the words themselves. That's one way to do tefillah. There's another way to do tefillah is not using the words of Chazal. You just use your own words. When you're just using your own words, you know what the main power of that tefillah is your kavana. You have to inject the koach of the kavana into those words, because those words by themselves are meaningless. The entire value of those words are if you injected the proper kavana, you came to Hashem with the emotion that you need him. That's how that type of tefillah works. It doesn't work just with, just by saying the words. So the value of tefillah from the nusach of Chazal is the words themselves. And the value of a tefillah that you say is your kavana. So he says, those are the two types of tefillah. There's a cherev and there's a keshes. The cherev is a sword. The sword is sharp. The sword is a weapon, no matter what. The sword can kill. And as long as you're holding it, you're fine. And that's referring to the words of Chazal, the sword, right? Bitsalusi, b'charbi, bitsalusi. That's the tsalusi is my prayers. You said the tefillah. But there's another thing. Then there's when you injected power from your heart into your own personal bakasha. That's like a bow and arrow. You take the little arrow, it's nothing. It's not even a weapon. What makes it a weapon? You pulled it back and you injected strength in it, and then you let it go. That, turning the kinetic energy into the potential energy, into kinetic energy or whatever, that you injected energy and you made it go, that's what gives it strength. That's like the heart, the tefillah that comes from the heart. It's not with the words. The words were meaningless. They were just a little arrow, but you gave them koach. And that's the bitsalusi uvivausi. That's the ba'usa. That's asking Hashem for things. And that's the other type of tefillah. That's a tremendous amount of koach. That's the Zayzok, the Meshech Chochma, and the Brisker Rav. It's a beautiful pshat. in the pasuk. So, you know, when we're talking about kavana, I have to keep in mind there's really two parts of it and two angles to it. Okay. Now, Chazal also say the longer a person davens and the more kavana the person has, it's always going to be beneficial. See, another problem with not having kavana in tefillah is that it's not just you're missing out the mila of kavana; it's also a zilzal to the whole concept of the tefillah, being mezalzal in the tefillah. You try to do it, Hashem will help. Okay, so we will pick it up with Hashem next week, but some very important messages here.
Thanks so much. Have a great Shabbos.
Have a great Shabbos. We'll see you all.
Good Shabbos.
Sorry today, Doc. Sorry.